أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور، وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما. تحيتهم يوم يلقونه سلام، وأعد لهم أجرا كريما. يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, beautifully recited ayat of the Quran by Hafiz Qari Zakariya Sahib. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. He's also memorized and studied the seven different types of qira'ah. MashaAllah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless him in his knowledge, to increase him in his recitation of the Quran, and to allow us to continue to benefit from him, inshaAllah. Now for the recitation of Naat, for the praise of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we pass the mic on to our dear and beloved Hafiz Hashim to recite a few verses of poetry in praise of the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله. نعمتیں بانٹتا جس سمت وہ ذیشان گیا، نعمتیں بانٹتا جس سمت وہ ذیشان گیا، نعمتیں بانٹتا جسم تو وہ ذیشان گیا، نعمتیں بانٹتا جسم تو وہ ذیشان گیا، ساتھ ہی مرشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا، ساتھ ہی مرشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا. لے خبر جل جلد کے غیروں کی طرف دھیان گیا، لے خبر جلد کے غیروں کی طرف دھیان گیا، میرے مولا میرے آقا تیرے قربان گیا، میرے مولا میرے آقا تیرے قربان، دل ہے وہ دل جو تیری یاد سے معمور رہا، دل ہے وہ دل جو تیری یاد سے معمور رہا، سر ہے وہ سر جو تیرے قدموں پہ قربان گیا، سر ہے وہ سر جو تیرے قدموں پہ قربان گیا، انہیں جانا انہیں مانا نہ رکھا غیر سے کام، انہیں جانا انہیں مانا نہ رکھا غیر سے کام، انہیں جانا انہیں مانا نہ رکھا غیر سے کام، للہ الحمد میں دنیا سے مسلمان گیا، للہ الحمد میں دنیا سے مسلمان، اور تم پر میرے آقا کی عنایت نہ سہی، اور تم پر میرے آقا کی عنایت نہ سہی، نجدیوں کلمہ پڑھانے کا بھی احسان گیا، نجدیوں کلمہ پڑھانے کا بھی احسان، آج لے انہیں کی پناہ آج مدد مانگ ان سے، آج لے انہیں کی پناہ آج مدد مانگ ان سے، پھر نہ مانیں گے قیامت میں اگر مان گیا، پھر نہ مانیں گے قیامت میں اگر مان، جان و دل ہو شوخِ رد سب تو مدینے پہنچے، جان و دل ہو شوخِ رد سب تو مدینے پہنچے، تم نہیں چل tera za sara to saman gaya, tum nahi chal. Tera za sara to saman gaya, nirmate ba ta jism wo zeeshan gaya, saath hi murshiye rehmat ka qalam dan gaya.
Subhanallah, mashallah, another masterpiece of the great Imam Al-Shah Imam Ahmed Raza radiallahu an. We must also remember that whilst the great Imam has written many great poems, he's not just limited to being a poet. The great Imam radiallahu an was also a great Imam in fiqh, in aqidah, in kalam, and in fact in all the sciences of Islam. Al-Imam Ahmed Raza rahimahullah was a master in these sciences. He wasn't just a poet. He's a master in the sciences of Islam. He's a mufti of the religion. And his Fatawa Ridawiya, spanning over 30 volumes, is a collection of, is an insight into the ilm that this scholar had. Subhanallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us on the path of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Now inshallah, for the speech of today regarding the beauty of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a topic which we can only begin to think about. And if many of us want to know about the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to see him in our dreams, firstly and foremost is to learn how the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he looked like, what his beauty was like. And inshallah for this we'll call onto the stage our teacher, Sheikh Sayyid Sirajul Arafin Shah.
MashaAllah, barakallah. MashaAllah, barakallah feekum. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والضحى صدق الله مولانا العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الأمين الكريم ونحن على ما قال ربنا من الشاهدين وعلى ما أوجب وألزم غير جاحدين والحمد لله رب العالمين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا سيدي يا حبيب الله بعد الحمد والصلاة الحمد لله once again we are present here to do the dhikr of أقلسة السلام and gain the blessing of that الحمد لله and the topic of the beauty of أقلسة السلام is so vast and so difficult that no one can do justice with that. But we can take blessings of this discussion, inshallah ta'ala, in this short time. And beauty itself is an abstract construct and concept. And words alone, they cannot express the reality, the depth, and also the dimensions of someone's beauty. And so, to express the intensity of beauty, shuara and poets would use metaphors and similes and try to use the language as a reflection. But the reality is that the figurative language can never truly capture the density of the beauty. Generally, yani. So beauty can only be quantified with eyes. That's why you hear the beauty is in the eye of beholder. And there are levels of beauty now. In shu'ara, especially they like to talk about the eyes, someone's eyes, when they come to talking about the beauty. Then deeper down, they like to talk about the facial any aspects, and then the bodily features, and further down, maybe the akhlaq and the mannerism of someone would be discussed. That's something that is the beauty of someone. Similarly, the character or the soul, if someone has angelic soul and nature, they will be considered most beautiful. What if someone is such beautiful that they are outstanding and remarkable in every aspect of life, subhanAllah. And every dimension of beauty, they are outstanding, subhanAllah. And how amazing a person must be if their being is something that defines beauty, subhanAllah. That's the reality of the beauty of our beloved Aqa alayhi salam, subhanAllah. And so the beauty of Aqa alayhi salam, as we see and read in the Shamail al-Sharifa, the many books written on Shamail and many books written on the Khasais of Aqa alayhi salam, and many of these mention that the beauty of Aqa alayhi salam was a mu'jiza itself. It was one of those miracles of Aqa alayhi salam that it could never be understood and could never be expressed in the word, subhanAllah. And it cannot be grasped by the metaphors and similes and figurative language. So we can't manifest the actual concept of the beauty, but we can try to take the blessings of that, inshallah ta'ala, tonight. So the beauty of Aqa al-Salam is beyond language. And that's why we see that even the great companions like Sayyidina Ali, who's Bab Madinatul Ilm, the door of the city of knowledge, subhanAllah. Even he expresses an ability to define the beauty of Aqa alayhi salam. And the people like Sayyidina Anas bin Malik, who spent a lot of great years of his life, 20 odd years, he spent in the company serving Aqa alayhi salam. He was a personal servant of Aqa alayhi salam. Even he says that I cannot express and define the beauty of Aqa alayhi salam. So what they would come down to say ultimately is that lam ara, yani I haven't seen who's more beautiful than Aqa al-Salam, qablahu wala ba'dahu mithla. I haven't seen anyone similar to Aqa al-Salam in the beauty before or after, subhanAllah. This was majority of the sahaba kiram, they expressed the inability to describe the beauty of Aqa al-Salam. So how can words do justice to the eyes of Aqa al-Salam, or even the blessed hair, Mubarak, or the complexion, and the way the blessed hair were. When Allah Ta'ala Himself is remembering the Qasam Sharif, he's swearing by the blessed beauty of Aqa al-Salam in the Holy Quran, when He said, وَالضُّحَى, by your blessed face, subhanAllah. Allah Hazrat translated that وَالضُّحَى, by the face which is like the dawn, subhanAllah. So this is the blessed beauty of Aqa alayhi salam, which is impossible for us to define and also to explain in the words. That's why Sahaba Kiram, we see Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira says that I can only say that if the beauty of Aqa was such as if the sun was traveling in the face of Aqa alayhi salam. Yani, this is like the sun is traveling in your face. So sun, every single moment your beauty is getting renewed. This is the miracle of Aqa al-Salam beauty, that Allah says, وَلَلْ آخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. When every coming moment is better for you than the previous one, that means his beauty also kept getting renewed every single moment as well, subhanAllah. That's why even Sahaba Ikram, who would sit in the company for hours, and throughout their life they spent there in the company of Aqa al-Salam, even they cannot describe it. Because that beauty was never the same. And every single moment it was getting better and even more beautiful than the past, subhanAllah. That was the reality. That's why when we hear, for example, the description of Hazrat Sayyida Umm Ma'bad, I will come to that later, inshallah ta'ala. She describes and she says that at a certain point, Aqa al-Salam's beauty was looking beautiful from distance. But when he came closer, he was even more beautiful. That's because when he came closer, the time that had passed in the between, he became more beautiful in the meantime, subhanAllah. And there are many different explanations. I will talk about this when I mention the narration of Sayyidina Umm Ma'bad. So Hazrat Anas bin Malik says, the Sarkar was beautifully faced. That I have never seen anything before him or after him similar to him. Similarly, now a person would see thousands of faces in his lifetime. And you would see many people in your lifetime. And they will have various features and very different attractive qualities as well. But the companions of Aqsam, they were categoric about this fact that no one even came closer to the beauty of Aqal Islam, subhanAllah. And Aqal Islam himself says that when it comes to the beauty, the Quran talks about the beauty of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf was a great, beautiful creation of Allah Ta'ala. And his beauty was also a miracle for his time, because he lived in Egypt. And Egypt was the place of most beautiful people at that time. And they were particularly interested in the beauty as well, especially the beauty of women. They thought they were most beautiful women of the time. But when they saw this great creation of Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat Sayyidina Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, they fell in love. And they said, قُلْنَا حَاشَ لِلَّهِ مَا هَذَا بَشَرًا. He cannot be human, he must be an angel, subhanAllah. So that's a different story. But Aqal Islam say that my brother Yusuf, he was, his husn was sabih, he was asbah. Where I have been granted the husn, which is Allah Masa Baki Tashi Ulai. He was amlah, Mulisa Baki Ogi. And he was amlah, yani asbah means that he is sweet. And when you look at something that's sweet, sweet beauty, Allah Hazrat says, and many other scholars, they mention that beauty which is sweet, you look at that and there will come a point when you will be satiated, you will be done with that. Then you will not be interested in that anymore. But malih husn, such, which is the husn of Aqsam, malih husn malih, is such that when you look at that, you never turn your eyes away, subhanAllah. That was the husn of Aqal Salam. That's why Allah says, husn Yusuf pe kati, Misr mein anguste zana, aur sar katate hain tere naam pe mardan ya rab. That while the husn of Yusuf was such that the women, they cut their hands and the fingers when they were in the Misr. But when it comes to you, Ya Rasulullah, even your name has such, subhanAllah, beauty and such awe attached to it that the people will have their heads cut off fighting for you, Ya Rasulullah, for your name, subhanAllah. So this was the great beauty of Aqal Isatu Salam, subhanAllah. And Allah Hazrat himself says, when it comes to Hassan al-Hind, Hazrat Hassan bin Sabit says, subhanAllah, he says, وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَطْتُ عَيْنِي. Ya Rasulullah, I haven't seen anyone more beautiful than you. وَأَجْبَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ. And how can I see when no women ever gave birth to anyone more beautiful than you, subhanAllah. And خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. You have been created free from every single defect, Ya Rasulullah. كَأَنَّكَ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. And Hassan al-Hind says, وَكَمَالِ حُسْنِ حُزُورِ هَي. كَيْ گُمَانِ نَقْسِ جَهَانِهِ. When it comes to the beauty of Aqal Islam, such is the kamal and such is the greatness of this beauty, that there is not an element of doubt, let alone the doubt itself, there is no element of the doubt, any element of doubt of the defects of the world. Any doubt, koi guman nahi hai. Guman says, no doubt of having any defect in that beauty. And yahi phool khar se dur hai, aur yahi shamma hai, ke dhua nahi, subhanAllah. This great beauty of Aqsam, such that is completely free from, this flower is completely free from thorns. And this shamma and light is such that there is no smoke coming out of this, subhanAllah. There is no defect. While there is beauty, but there are no defects that you can find in that, subhanAllah. So Hazrat Umm Ma'bad story, inshallah, we'll talk about that in a few moments. But before that, Hazrat Jabir, radiallahu anhu, his description of beauty, subhanAllah. He says that one night I came out and he was blessed to have the vision of Aqal Islam, subhanAllah. And that was a night of full moon as well. So moon was glowing, subhanAllah, night of full moon. So he says, Sarkar was wearing red shawl, red garment on them. And I happened to compare the blessed face of Akhir Zaman with the moon. I started thinking whether the moon is more beautiful or the blessed face of Akhir Zaman. And he was compelled to think like that. So then he says, I kept comparing them. I looked at the moon of face of Akhir Zaman, then I looked at the moon a couple of times. Then I said to myself, Ya Jabir, what are you doing? How can you do this? And how can you compare the face of Akhir Zaman to the moon? The moon can be not. The face of Akhir Zaman is incomparable to the blessed to the moon. The blessed face of Akhir Zaman and the beauty of Sarkar is completely incomparable to the moon, because moon is a creation of Allah Ta'ala, such that it is glowing with someone else's light, glowing from the light of the sun, and it has some shades in it as well. When Sarkar's blessed face, Subhanallah, is giving light to others, Subhanallah. That's why Allah Hazrat Himself says. And as translated by, yani tazmeen done by some other shair, he says, ki chandni raat mein jabir ka nazara dekhe. Look at the vision of Jabir in this glowing night of full moon, Subhanallah. Ki chand ko wo to kabhi aap ka chehra dekhe, kay uthe dekh ke wo bhi yahi jumla dekhe, ke tere qadmon mein jo hai ghair ka muh kya dekhe, kon nazron pe chadhe dekh ke talwa tera, kon nazron pe chadhe dekh ke talwa tera. Subhanallah. So Hazrat Sayyidina Jabir discloses a great angle of the beauty of Akhir Zaman. That while he was not only the most beautiful and attractive among the humans, but he was most beautiful than any other creation of Allah Ta'ala Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. No creation any in his beauty would match the beauty of Akhir Zaman, Subhanallah. Hazrat Barra bin Azib, a great Sahabi of Akhir Zaman, he says that the blessed, noble countenance was moon-like. Yani, it was something that eyes could bear easily. When you look at moon, it's very easy to grasp and perceive the beauty of moon, unlike the sun. When the sun glows, it will be piercing your eyes. Whereas the moon is enjoyable and you can easily, it's very pleasant, by the way. It's pleasant and easy to look at. And his face has a unique glow, the glow that would emanate from underneath the skin, Subhanallah. It's not like the glow which is not easy to look at. It's a glow that emanates from the under the skin, so it looks very beautiful as well. And this like a layer of light is placed between the skin and the flesh, Subhanallah. And Hazrat Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala, another Sahabi, says that when he was pleased, when Akhir Zaman would be pleased and he would smile, Subhanallah, then the face would shine so brightly that you would easily think that it was a portion of moon, Subhanallah. And then another female companion of Akhir Zaman was asked about the beauty. The children asked her about the beauty of Akhir Zaman. She said that had you seen him, then you would exclaim that sun is rising, Subhanallah, rising in the blessed face of Akhir Zaman. And Hazrat Abu Hurairah, we mentioned this, that he says that as if the sun was flowing in the blessed face of Akhir Zaman. So that means that this beauty of Akhir Zaman was not like, and it was more, and this beauty was ingrained and embedded in the blessed face of Akhir Zaman. And this was live beauty. Not something that you would see once and you would be done with that. Every time would you see the face of Akhir Zaman, there would be a new dimension to that, Subhanallah Ta'ala. And the peak of the beauty is not static. The noble features, they were very dynamic and vibrant and energetic. And this is what Imam Al-Qurtubi says. He says that the reality is that the actual beauty of Akhir Zaman was not disclosed to us in the dunya. What was disclosed was only a fraction of the beauty of Aql Islam. And Al Hazrat also says to that effect in his poetry as well. He says that if the actual beauty was revealed, then our eyes would not be able to bear the sight, subhanAllah. And Al Hazrat says, ki, how is the shir? Ki khuda ki ghairat ne dal rakhe hain. खुदा तुम्हारे तुम्हारे ऊपर कुछ ऐसे है कि तुम्हारे हुस्न पे डाल रखे हैं खुदा की गैरत ने हजारों पर्दे कि जहां में बन जाते तूर लाखों जो एक भी उठता है हिजाब तेरा यानी देयर वाज वन तूर दैट अल्लाह ताला डिड हिज तजल्ली ऑन एंड द तूर बिकेम नॉन एग्जिस्टेंट आफ्टर दैट यानी फिनिश्ड अल्लाह सेज मूसा इफ यू वांट टू सी मी लुक टुवर्ड्स द माउंटेन एंड आई विल डू माय तजल्ली ऑन इट एंड इफ इट दिस रिमेन्स इंटैक्ट देन यू विल सी My face is with my nur yani. But then when the tajalli was done upon the tur became non-existent. Ja'alahu dakka yani. Completely non-existent after that. Allah says, if blessed face had the hijab on it, if one hijab was lifted, then the entire world would become tur, subhanAllah. There was the blessed face was hidden with many hijabat, 70,000 hijabat, 70,000 veils. That's why no one could actually understood the actual beauty of Aql Islam. And Hazrat Umm Ma'bad, let's come to that now. She says, in Sarkar, when they were going to the Hijra, after leaving the cave, they went to the tent of Hazrat Sayyidah Umm Ma'bad. So she was residing in that tent, and the husband had taken the goats out. You know, they had many goats and sheep. She had taken them out. Only one sheep was in the house. So she, as Aqasam, went inside to because they were very hungry by this time. They were traveling for so many days and they had no food for a long time. So they went to seek some food from them. So Hazrat Umm Ma'bad, when she saw Aqasam, she was awestruck when she saw the beauty of Aqasam. And she said, Ya Mubarak, there's nothing in the house at the moment, but there's only one sheep and you can't take any milk from this sheep because we are unable to milk this sheep. So the rest of the herd is going out now. So Sarkar came closer to the sheep and placed the blessed hand on the sheep, subhanAllah. And the Ravi said that the Jabir Ghalwa, he is the narrator again, he says that the sheep moved in such a way and all of a sudden it jerked and moved and the hodders they became filled with the milk, subhanAllah. So Sarkar started milking themselves. They started milking the goat, and they filled pot after pot, and they drank themselves and the companions, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and Amr bin Fuhaira, who was the servant of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, they were among them. So they also drank, and they were all, mashallah, they were full with the milk. And then they gave the rest to the household, the Umm Ma'bad, and many pots they became filled with the milk, subhanAllah. When the husband comes back, and he asked, what's happening in the house? Why there's so light and so much fragrance in the house, subhanAllah? When I went, there was only one sheep in the house, but now I can see so many pots are filled with the milk. What happened? Tell me. So he says that a Mubarak came. Because she forgot to ask the name. She was so awestruck, she couldn't ask the name of Aql Islam. She says, a Mubarak came, and he was so beautiful, I can only describe him to you. I don't remember his name. She says, "Ra'itu rajulan." I saw a man of zahir al-wada'ati. He was of very evident brightness and very striking countenance. And he was ablaj al-wajhi, of very glowing face, subhanAllah. Say subhanAllah. And hasan al-halq, and his beauty. And he was very of very beautiful form, yani. And lam ta'ibuhu thujlatan wa lam taziru bihi su'ala. He was not marred by thinness, and nor was he disfigured by any obesity. And he was very balanced creation of Allah Ta'ala. And wasimun qasimun. And he was very handsome, well proportioned. And his fi aynihi daj, and his eyes were immensely, intensely black. The black part of the eyes was immensely dark. And also fi ashfarihi wataf. And his eyelashes, they were long, subhanAllah. And azaj, wafi sawtihi sahl, and his voice, subhanAllah, was resonant. And the blessed neck وفي عنقه سطع, and blessed neck, subhanallah, was yani elegant as well, and blessed beard. وفي أشفاره وطف, his beard was also very thick, and أحبر أكحل, and his eyes were very like as if they already had kuhl applied to them, subhanallah. And his eyebrows were arched as well, and when he was silent, وَذَا سَمَتَ عَلَاهُ الْبَهَاءُ, يعني وَذَا سَمَتَ فَعَلِهِ الْبَقَارُ, when he was quiet and silent, then he had يعني he was dignified. But when he spoke, then at that time he was luminous, subhanallah. And his words, and he was crowned with splendor, and his words were such that as if he says, she says that خلو المنطق فصل لا نظر ولا هدر كأن منطقي خضرات خرزات ضمن يتحدرنا سبحان الله. That he was a very beautiful countenance. His speech was pleasant, clear and precise, and neither too brief nor too long. And the words flowed like pearls falling from in a perfect order, subhanallah. And she says that وَإِذَا أَجْمَلُ النَّاسِ وَبَهَوْمٍ بَعِيدٍ, when he was coming from far, he was very most beautiful and exquisite, subhanallah. وَإِذَا وَأَحْسَنُ وَأَحْلَاهُ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ, when he came closer, he was the sweetest, subhanallah, of the creations. Yani when he was coming from far, I thought he was the most beautiful creation. When he came closer, he was even more beautiful, subhanallah. Subhanallah. And then she says that he, لَهُ رُفَقَى, there were three people who were Ansarul Salat, Manzarun, who were Ansarul Salat. And he was looking the most beautiful among the three people. And he was neither too tall, neither too short. And he was, if he was among tall people, he wouldn't look short. Or he was among the shorter ones, then he was still balanced, subhanAllah ta'ala, neither too tall, neither too short. And أحسن القدرة له رفقاء يحفون به, then they were people among him, the companions, they surrounded him with love, subhanAllah, and respect as well. So when he spoke, they listened attentively. Whenever he gave him some orders and command, then they were quick to fulfill that as well. And he was honored, subhanAllah. And he was served, yet he was neither harsh nor any dismissive, subhanAllah. So we look at this description of Imam Ma'bad. Many great things we come across that in this. She says, Aqal Salam, she at this point when she's describing, she's not Muslim. She became Muslim later on. But still she was blessed with that understanding of the beauty of Aqsam, that even till this day, when you look at descriptions of the beauty, the beauty description of Umm Ma'bad will be at the very top, subhanAllah. And she became Muslim through the blessings of meeting of Aqsam straight away. And they followed Aqsam when they learned Sarkar is going for Hijrah to Medina. They followed them to Medina, so the husband and wife, they both went to Medina and they became Muslim after that, subhanAllah. So, they lost their heart to Aqal Islam, so they couldn't stay there after that, and then they followed the footsteps of Aqal Islam. But even at that time when she was not Muslim, she gets the ability to describe, subhanAllah, the way that no one else could describe. Very few descriptions that are available from that, the description of Sayyidina Ali, Hazrat Anas bin Malik, and Hazrat Hind bin Hala, inshallah, we'll talk about that as well later on. They describe the beauty of Aqal Islam. And they mentioned that every aspect of the beauty of Sarkar was most balanced. Every single aspect was balanced. And it was such that there was nothing more beautiful than Aqal Salam in every single aspect, subhanAllah. Whether this was the blessed features of any bodily features, whether it was the kalam itself, the way Sarkar would speak, whether it was the way they would approach things and the mannerism, all of that was the most beautiful, subhanAllah ta'ala. And as Hind bin Abi Ahala, she says, the Aqal Satu Salam, he was most imposing and majestic, and in the eyes of those who saw him, he was most beautiful, subhanAllah. And his face shone with resplendence like that of full moon. So I'm reading this description of Hind bin Abi Hala. She says he was somewhat taller than a person of medium stature and shorter than a tall person. And he was balanced in that as well. And his head was large with slightly curly hair, subhanAllah. And if the hair on his forehead, they parted naturally, then he would leave it like them as well. It would be parted from middle, subhanAllah. Otherwise, his hair, when at its longest, they reach the lobes of the blessed ears. In his Zulf Mubarak, they reach the lobes of the ears and not further from that. So his complexion was rosy white. And his complexion was such that it was rosy white, not too bright. And so with a broad forehead and thick curved eyebrows that did not quite meet in the middle. Yani the eyebrows, they did not, some would say that they met in the middle and they were joint. However, according to some narration, they say that when you look at them from distance, they would appear if they met from the middle. But when you would come closer, then there would be a gap in them as well. So between them, you see, between them there was a vein that visibly throbbed. When he was angry, then this would be visible. And when he had a long, slightly arched nose, which shone with a light, subhanAllah, says, ki nichi nazaron ki sharmo haya par durood, aur unchi beeni ki rifat pe laakho salaam. This beeni is a nose. She says that this arched nose, which shone with light, subhanAllah, so that if one did not look carefully, then he might mistake it for a thick nasal bridge, the nose of Aqad Islam, and also a thick, full beard with smooth cheeks that were not raised, subhanAllah ta'ala. And only a fine line of hair ran from the chest to navel, and apart from that, there was no hair on the body of Aqad Islam. And his neck resembled, his body was well proportioned, and his chest and stomach were in perfect alignment. This was a description of Hazrat Hind bin Abi Hala. And she says, the Aqal Sattu Salam, and she describes this, a detailed description, now I won't read all of that. But she says that whenever he would turn to someone, he would turn with the whole body, entire body, subhanAllah ta'ala. And his gaze was mostly directly towards downward as well, downwards. And he would always tell his companions to walk in front of him, and he would be most humble, always practicing humility. And this is what we learn from majority of the descriptions of Aqal Sattu Salam. Whoever saw, whether they physically saw Aqal Sattu Salam, or they read the descriptions in the books, or they were able to see them with spiritual eyes, and spiritually they were granted the vision of Aqal Sattu Salam, they were able to see that, Ya Rasulullah, there is no one more beautiful than you, subhanAllah. That's what Hazrat Sayyidina Peer Mir Ali Shah Sahib, he was granted the vision of Aqal Sattu Salam, and he says, SubhanAllah, ma ahsanaka. SubhanAllah, Ya Rasulullah, how beautiful you are, Ya Rasulullah. And ma akmalaka wa ma ajmalaka. And he says that your beauty is such that, Ya Rasulullah, and he was blessed with vision of Aqsam when he was traveling for Umrah Sharif, and he went to Medina. And just outside Medina, there was a place which is known as Rawha. And he was, he stayed there for some time. And he, while he was traveling as a musafir, he did not read the sunnah, ghair muakkada. As a musafir, even the muakkada sunnah, you can leave that while you're musafir. Simply do the qasr. But he did simply left the sunnah ghair muakkada while in the state of safar. And he saw Sarkar in the dream and said, oh Mahir Ali, you love us and you still leave sunnah, subhanAllah. But then he mentions that he saw the Hamra, but he then mentions in his poetry at some point, he says, Ya Rasulullah, you showed me your blessed face at the place of Hamra. Now please show me this blessed face again, the same vision again. When he saw that finally, then he says, subhanAllah, ma ahsanaka, how beautiful is face is your beauty, Ya Rasulullah, how beautifully you have been created by Almighty Allah. Ma ahsanaka sigh of ta'ajjub, and ma akmalaka, how complete your creation is, Ya Rasulullah, ma ajmalaka, and how most beautiful. And there's nothing that can compare to Ya Rasulullah. And kithe mehri Ali, he said, kithe mehri Ali, kithe teri sana, how can I describe you, Ya Rasulullah? I am nothing, and I can't praise you in the right way, Ya Rasulullah, in the perfect way, Ya Rasulullah, the way it should be praised. And every single person who saw the beauty of Aqal Islam, they expressed the same inability that they can't describe the blessed face of Aqal Islam, the blessed beauty of Aqal Islam. So beauty in every aspect, whether it's spiritual beauty, inner beauty, beauty of the character. When it comes to Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّكَ الْعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Ya Rasulullah, you are at the top, at the خُلُقِ عَظِيمٍ. You are upon, ala is used for ulubiyya, and you are upon something, something above something. So ala means you are above the خُلُقِ عَظِيمٍ, Ya Rasulullah. The خُلُقِ عَظِيمٍ are below you. You are above them, yani whatever the خُلُقِ عَظِيمٍ would be, you would always be above that, subhanAllah. Yani you are the standard and criteria for the خُلُقِ عَظِيمٍ to be called خُلُقِ عَظِيمٍ, Ya Rasulullah. Yani خُلُقِ عَظِيمٍ becomes خُلُقِ عَظِيمٍ because you adopt that, Ya Rasulullah. Because of your adoption, you accepting that in your court, Ya Rasulullah, that becomes خُلُقِ عَظِيمٍ. Yani great manners, the manners are approved by you, then they become خُلُقِ عَظِيمٍ, subhanAllah. This is the beauty of Akhar Sam's character as well, and the beauty of Kalam. We just learned about that whenever he would speak, it would be like as if the pearls were flowing, subhanAllah. And his Kalam and his beauty, Allah Ta'ala mentioned the Holy Quran, that was Shamsi wa Duhaha. That's again the Qasam of the Blessed Face of Akhar Sam. Wal Layl, yani the Qasam of the Blessed Zulf Mubarak of Akhar Sam. Allah Hazrat says, just talking about his Zulf Mubarak, he says the night wal layl, well, let's say wal layl in the night, I'm forgetting the actual stanza Sarkar Allah has mentioned about the Gesu Mubarak. Aapko yaad hai kuch phir? نہیں وہ ٹھیک ہے وہ الگ ہے یہ ہے ماشاء اللہ چمن طیبہ میں سنبل جو سوارے کے سو اس میں ایک شعر ہے کہ کی جو بالوں سے تیرے روزے کی جاروب کشی کی جو بالوں سے تیرے روزے کی جاروب کشی شبن شبنم کے تبرک کہیں دھارے گئے سو دت نائٹ یا رسول اللہ وین دا نائٹ دز جاروب کشی یعنی کلینز یور بلیسڈ کورٹ یا رسول اللہ اینڈ یور روزہ مبارکہ ود اٹس اون ہیئر یعنی ہی از ریزمبلنگ یعنی پوئٹری اوبویسلی سو ہی از گیونگ اے میٹافور آف دا نائٹ ٹو دا بلیسڈ ٹو دا زلف سو وین دا نائٹ ود ہز زلف اٹس اون ڈارک ہیئر ڈز دا کلینز یور روزہ یا رسول اللہ Then Shab, that's the Shab. Shab is the night. So the Shabnam comes, and that in the frost. The frost would come, and it would fall on the blessed Roza Mubarak again. And the frost in the night would not appear, obviously. You can't see the color of frost. Frost would also look like the night itself, and it will be dark as well. So Allah says, ki jo balon se tere, roze ki jaroob kashi, to Shab ke Shabnam ne, تبرک کہیں دھارے گیسو یعنی فور ٹو سیک تبرک فرام دا نائٹ ایز ویل بیکاز دا نائٹ از ٹچنگ یور بلیسڈ روزہ یا رسول اللہ ٹو سیک دیٹ بلیسنگ ایز ویل ایون دا شبنم ہیز ڈیمینشڈ اٹس اون یعنی ایگزسٹنس اینڈ اٹ ہیز ٹیکن دا شیپ آف نائٹ ایز ویل سبحان اللہ اردو پوئٹری ہے اتنی آسان نہیں سمجھنے اعلیٰ حضرت کی پوئٹری It's not easy to understand, especially when it comes to English, very limited language. Ki jo baalon se tere roze ki jaroob kashi shab ke shabnam ne tabarruk ko hai dhare gaisu chamne taiba mein sumbul جو سوارے گے سو حور بڑھ کر چکنے ناز پہ وارے گے سو اور ہم گناہگاروں پہ یا رب تپش محشر میں سایہ افگن ہو تیرے پیارے کے پیارے گے سو سایہ افگن ہو تیرے پیارے کے
پیارے گیسو چمنے تیب میں سنبل جو سوارے گیسو.
Alhamdulillah, that brings us to the end of this short talk. Any questions you might have, you can ask me inshallah ta'ala regarding anything. Even if this is regarding the blessed features of Faqih al-Islam or anything else, you can ask me inshallah ta'ala. Or we make dua inshallah ta'ala otherwise. Tu hai sawal shawal tu kariye? Nahi hai to chodi. Sasam, theek hai.
مصطفیٰ جان رحمت پیلا کو سلام شمع بزم ہدایت پیلا کو سلام شمع بزم ہدایت پیلا سلام لیلۃ القدر میں مطلع فجر حق لیلۃ القدر میں مطلع فجر حق مانگ کی استقامت پیلا کو سلام مصطفیٰ پیلا کو سلام شمع بزم آم اللہ اللہ وہ بچپنے کی پبر اس خدا بھاتی صورت پیلا کو سلام مصطفیٰ جان رحمت کو سلام شمع بزم دایت پیلا کو سلام شمع بزم کو سلام نیچی نظروں کی شرم و حیا پر درود اونچی بینی کی رفعت پیلا کو سلام مصطفیٰ جان لام شمع بزم لام رخت کی گردے دہن وہ دلارا فبن حالے ماہ ندرت پیلا کھو سلام مصطفیٰ جان رحمت کھو سلام شمع بزم دایت پیلا کھو سلام شمع بزم.
So Allah is basically talking about the beauty of Faqih al-Islam and the salam as well.
مصطفیٰ جان رحمت اور جس کی تسکین سے روتے ہوئے ہنس پڑے اس تبسم کی عادت پیلا کھو سلام مصطفیٰ جان رحمت کھو سلام شمع بزم ہدایت پیلا اور دور و نزدیک کے سننے والے وہ کان کان لالے کرامت پیلا کھو سلام مصطفیٰ جان رحمت کھو سلام شمع بزم ہدایت پیلا کھو سلام شمع بزم ہدایت پیلا کھو سلام وہ زبان جس کو سب کن کی کنجی کہے اس کی نافذ حکومت پیلا کھو سلام صفا جان رحمت کو سلام شمع بزم تایت پھیلا یا الہی صدقے ذکر رسول اے سلام عاجزانہ ہو قبول.
صلاة والسلام علیکہ سیدی یا رسول اللہ وعلا آلک
وصحابک یا سیدی. آج کی نیاز ہمارے جناب ارشد خان صاحب بامبے والی کی طرف سے ہیں اور ہمارے حاجی ادریس صاحب گلزار صاحب کی طرف سے ہے. دعا کریں اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ قبول فرمائے اور ہمارے حاجی ادریس صاحب کے والدہ کی برسی ہے. دعا کریں اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ ان کی مغفرت فرمائے, ان کے درجات کو بلند کرے. الفاتحہ.
آپ دعا کیجیے. اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. الحمد للہ رب العالمین الرحمن الرحیم مالک یوم الدین اياک نعبد و اياک نستعین اهدنا الصراط المستقیم صراط الذین انعمت علیہم غیر المغضوب علیہم ولا الضالین. لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم وصلي عليه. يا إله العالمين اپنے کرم سے ہماری اس محفل کو اپنی بارگاہ میں قبول فرما اور غلطیاں کو تائیں معاف فرما. سرکار کے جو ذکر کی ہمیں توفیق ملی اس کو اپنی بارگاہ میں قبول فرما. اس کی برکات ہمارے شامل حال فرما. جو حضرت لنگر شریف پیش کیا, کس نے لنگر پیش کیا؟ ارشد خان صاحب نے, ادریس بھائی نے پیش کیا لنگر اپنے مرحومین کی سال ثواب کے لیے. جن مرحومین کو اس کا ثواب عطا فرما اور جو حضرات ان کے ذہن میں بالخصوص ہیں ان کو بھی اس کا ثواب عطا فرما. ان کی برزخی مراحل کو آسان فرما. سرکار کی شفاعت و معرفت و معیت نصیب فرما اور آپ کے دست واقعہ میں کوثر نصیب فرما. اور جملہ برکات ان کو عطا فرما, گھروں میں سکون عطا فرما, بیماروں کو شفاء کاملہ عطا فرما, تکلیفیں دور فرما. جو حضرات ماشاءاللہ اس محفل میں حاضر ہیں, برادرز ہو کیم ٹو لسن ٹو ذکر آف آخر, اللہ گرانٹ بلیسنگ آف دس ذکر سبحان اللہ. یا اللہ گیو اس ابیلٹی ٹو ایکچولی ویژوائز دا ایکچوئل فیچرز اینڈ بیوٹی آف آخر سم ان اور ڈریمز وائل بینگ اویک از ولی. اللہ سرکار کی ہمیں دیدار سے مشرف فرما اور ہمیں آپ کے دیدار عطا فرما. آپ کی حسن مبارک کو اپنی آنکھوں سے دیکھنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. آپ کے جلووں میں زندگی بسر کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. آپ کی محبت میں دنیا سے جانے کی توفیق عطا فرما. دن قیامت میں آپ کی صحبت اور مائیت ہمیں نصیب فرما. ماشاء اللہ دا بردرز ہو ارینج دیز گیدرنگز ماشاء اللہ دا 12 ڈیز آف دا ذکر آف سیر آف آقا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, سب کو برکتیں عطا فرما. جو مسجد ماشاء اللہ ہر سال قبا مسجد, ان کی مینجمنٹ علامہ صاحب, مولانا علی صاحب اینڈ ادرز دی اول ارینج دس, یا اللہ سب کو برکتیں عطا فرما اور اس محبت کو ہمیشہ قائم فرما. ان کی آنے والی نسلوں کو بھی اس کی توفیق عطا فرما. یا اللہ ساری فیوچر ہماری جنریشن ان کو بھی اس رستے کی ہدایت عطا فرما. ہمیں یعنی اسٹیبلٹی آف ایمان عطا فرما, اللہ ایمان کی استقامت عطا فرما اور ہمیں ہمیشہ خیر پہ کام رہنے کی توفیق بھی عطا فرما. سرکار کی میلاد کی رات کل رات آ رہی ہے, اللہ عظیم رات ہمیں اس کی برکتیں بھی عطا فرما اور اس رات کو جاگ کے سرکار پہ دروشی پڑھنے کی آپ کو راضی کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. آپ کی رضا کا ہمیں اعلیٰ مقام عطا فرما اور ہمیشہ ہمیں سنت مطہرہ کو اپنانے کی توفیق عطا فرما. جو کچھ سیکھتے ہیں سنتے ہیں یا اللہ ہمیشہ اس کو اپنانے کی, اس پہ عمل پیرا ہونے کی, اس کو اپنی زندگی کے مطمئن نظر بنانے کی توفیق عطا فرما. اللہم ربنا یسر لنا امورنا مراحت لقلوبنا وابداننا مع السلامة والعافية فی دین دنیانا انك علی کل شیء قدیر. اللهم انا نسألك حبك وحب حبيبك وحب من ينفعنا حبه عندك وحب عمل يقربنا حبك. اللهم اختم بالسعادة آجالنا وحقق بالزيادة آمالنا وأصلح لنا غدونا وأصالنا وحسن نياتنا وأخلاقنا وأصلح لنا أعمالنا وأحوالنا. اللهم احسن ختامنا واحسن عاقبتنا في أمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد الحمد لله رب العالمين رحمتك.
صلی اللہ علی نبی الامی والی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیک وسلم. اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول love.